If you look at my life, you may say, hey, he's got it all together. He's got it all figured out. But without hope, it's all hopeless. Tonight, I want to know if I want you to be with me tonight. I want to do this study tonight. I want you to get this tonight. Hope when all is hopeless. Man, it's not a rhyme, reason. You can't figure it out. It's not going to work out. Anything you try to do, it will not work. Have you ever been there? No power that you got, no nothing you got can make it come together. And you say, how is it going to work? I got a good news tonight. It's God. He's that one that steps in. He is that rose of Sharon that blooms in a desert place. He's that lily in the valley when you're in the valley and there's that lily and there's a little bit of hope there. He is our hope tonight. And if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter number 9, verse number 32. Hope when all is hopeless. Acts 9:32, the Bible says, and it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which were at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I thank you for this opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk and just brag on you this afternoon. Father God, just to brag on how great a God you are. Father, how when everything looks hopeless, you stand in and give us hope. Lord God, tonight, the ones that's lost loved ones and the ones that are sick, Lord God, I ask you to touch them tonight. I ask you to reach down from heaven, Lord God, and show them that you are our hope tonight. Father, I pray tonight, Father God, for this service. I pray that you just move in a mighty way. I pray that you give me the liberty to preach. I pray you anoint my mind, anoint my throat. Father God, guard it in a mighty way. Lord, I pray you give the ones that are listening ears to hear tonight. Father, everything that I need to say, I pray that you allow me to say through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And what I don't need to say, I pray tonight you shut my mouth. Lord God, I pray it never be about me, but it be all about you. I pray when I stand behind this sacred desk, I make you alive and well. I make the folk understand tonight, Father God, that you're alive and well in my life. And I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I pray you will save them. If they be one backslidden, bring them back. If they be one think all hope's gone, I pray you give them hope tonight. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hope when all is hopeless. Tonight as we come, the Bible says that Peter, if you look here in the text tonight, it says that Peter, he found a man that was hopeless for 8 years. When Peter came to this man, he found a man that was hopeless and he was in a bad place. The man could not walk or take care of himself. But tonight as I read that and I understood that, this is physical sense tonight. I want you to know tonight as I read that, I thought about our spiritual life tonight. You know, tonight, before I knew Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, man, I had no hope. It was hopeless. Hey, I was unable to take care of myself. I was unable to take care of my family. Even though I tried to provide, I tried to take care of them, and I tried to show them love, and I went to work, and I did what I was supposed to do. Hey, you listen to me tonight. You can provide physically all you want. You can be the best daddy in the whole wide world. You can give your kids the finest things of this world. You can give your wife the biggest diamond ring she's ever seen. You can live in the biggest house you ever imagined. You can do all them things, but if you're not that spiritual leader in that home, daddies, I want you to know you're missing the mark tonight. Tonight as a born-again man tonight, we must be that priest of that home. We must be that one in that home that stands up and say that Jesus Christ is the way we're going to run our home. And as Peter got here and he seen this man that was laying there, hey, that man knew it was hopeless, but Peter knew that if he could speak Jesus to him, there'd be hope in his life. Hey, tonight when Peter seen him, he gave him hope. The key word here tonight that I want to focus on and I want to bring into my life and your life tonight, and I want you to know, in this text, this man was hopeless. But the key word tonight would be hope. Hey, when Peter came, Peter didn't knock him down. Peter didn't beat him down. Peter didn't belittle him. Hey, tonight, can I say to you, if everybody you talk to, you're belittling them and you're knocking them down and you're looking down on them, you're giving them no hope. Hey, the world we live in, they'll do that enough. Can I get a witness? Hey, but as a child of God tonight, we must give them hope and let them know that Jesus is the way. That key word tonight that I want to focus on tonight would be hope. And you say, say, what is hope tonight, preacher? Hope is belief, it is confidence, or it is a great desire tonight to have what you need, to have what God can provide in your lives. And tonight I want to look at three areas that we must have hope in when we don't have no hope, when it all looks hopeless. Number one tonight, if you'll look with me, in the Bible tonight, here's what he said. If you look with me tonight in verse number 33, I look at this tonight when Peter got to him. We must have hope, number one. You must have hope when you have no power, when it's not in your reason and you can't grasp it, you can't get a hold of it, you don't know how it's going to work. You must have hope then that God is going to step in. Look in verse 33, and the Bible says, and there he found a certain man. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God that when Jesus passed through that day on August 27, 2007. Hey, I was a man that he found that night. I didn't go in looking for Jesus. I didn't go in looking to be saved. Hey, but I want you to know he found me of that night. Hey, tonight I want you to know you, when you have no power, you must have hope. Hey, tonight Jesus Christ, he said in verse number 33, he said he had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Tonight, I want you to know he had no power. Hey, but the power lied in Jesus Christ. You know what old Peter told him? He said, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. I'd say to you tonight, this Baptist church will never make you whole. Hey, being the pastor of this church will never make me whole. Hey, going through the baptismal waters will never make me whole. Hey, taking the Lord's Supper will never make me whole. You know what made me whole in my life? Is that night when Jesus Christ passed by and I called on his name and he saved my soul. At that moment in my spiritual life, he took that hole, he took that void, he took that emptiness, and he put himself in there. He put himself right inside of me. And tonight you must have hope when you have no power. I want you to look at this tonight. And Jesus Christ will make thee whole. Hey, the lame man had no power to heal himself. He had been laying there for 8 years. He had no power to heal himself. Hey, you may be in a mess tonight. And you may have been in that mess a long time. And you say, preacher, there's nothing else I can do. I've been to every doctor. I've spent all the dollars I've got. I've got nothing but disappointments all through my life. Hey, what am I going to do? Don't you lose hope tonight that Jesus can make you whole. Hey, tonight the lame man had no power to heal himself. I see in the Bible. Hey, the lame man had no power to help himself. He laid there for 8 years. I was sick of the palsy. He laid there depending on somebody else. And I want you to know the lame man had no power, but Jesus has all the power. Oh, tonight, I want to give you this tonight. It says, and there he found a certain man which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. For 8 years, he had no power. Hey, but I want you to get this tonight, and I love this in the text. It just gets all over me. Not only did he have no power, hey, but we got to have hope when you ain't got no proof. Amen? Hey, when you ain't got no proof that it'll work. Hey, there's no proof around you. There's no proof nowhere in your life. Hey, and you ain't got a generation of proof. Hey, your daddy and your mama and your papa and your aunts and your uncles, they ain't Christians. They don't go to church. Hey, but you got saved and he's doing a work inside of you. And everything around you looks hopeless. You keep that hope tonight. You keep that hope when you got no power tonight. I'm telling you as your pastor tonight, hey, when you feel weak and you feel empty and you feel like it's all a mess, hey, that's when Jesus works the best, amen? Hey, when you give up and give in and say, I don't know what else to do, that's when he steps on the scene. Hey, when you've been at the rock bottom and you've been at the bottom and you don't know what to do and you have no power, you have hope in Jesus Christ. Hey, but number two tonight, hope when you have no proof that it'll even work. When you have no proof that it'll even work. Look what he said here in verse number 34. And Peter said unto him. This right here, this got all over me when I read this. And Peter said unto him. This lame man ain't got no proof. Brother Roy, he had no proof. When Jesus delivered me from crystal meth, I had no proof. Every one of my buddies was back out in the world doing their thing. Man, I didn't have no proof it was going to work. I didn't have no proof I was going to be able to be 15 years clean. Brother Roy, I didn't have no proof. There was no proof. I didn't have no power. I wasn't strong enough to be delivered from it. Listen to me tonight. This man may have been sick of the palsy, but I may be talking to somebody tonight that you're sick tonight. You are sick tonight, and you're sick and tired of where you're at tonight. And you say, I don't have the power to overcome it. And you don't, but Jesus does. And you say, I don't have no proof that it'll even work. but Jesus does. Look what he says here. He says this, and there he found a certain man, but 34, and Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. He said, it's going to be Jesus that makes you whole. You said, preacher, I got to have proof that he's done it in other people's life. Friends, tonight, I want you to get this. You don't need no proof tonight when you have Jesus Christ. Look with me, if you will, to Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 24. You said, I got to have proof. In the world we live in, everybody wants proof. Amen. Everybody wants you to prove yourself. Everybody wants proof. And nobody will believe it unless they see it. Listen to me tonight. If you're going to have hope, it's going to be when you don't see it. I'm telling you, if you're going to get that power, he'll give you proof. Look what he says tonight. You say, how do I know it's going to work? Just trust him. Have that hope in him tonight. Hope when you have no power. But hope when you have no proof. When you have no proof in your life that it's even going to work, you stand with God and it'll work. Look what the Bible says in Romans 8:24. Woohoo! Glory to God. Man, I ain't got no hope, man. All my hope's gone. Yes, you do. If you're saved, you've got hope. Listen, man, I'm telling you, glory to God, hallelujah. You got hope. When it's all said and gone, you got hope. Your hope is not in you. Your hope is in Christ Jesus. You said, preacher, I ain't got no power. You ain't got no power, but he's got all the power. Whoa, glory. Let me, man, I don't know. I'm just excited. Ain't you? Sister Brittany, ain't you excited? My goodness, ain't it good? Let me tell y'all this. For we are saved because I don't mess up no more. No way. You're going to mess up. Everybody in this room's a sinner, by the way. For all have sinned. Every one of y'all are sinners. Even you, pastor. Amen? We're all sinners. We're all going to mess up. And here, let me tell you what I told him in Sunday school the other morning. Brother Whoop, don't he like me coming in there? Because I get talk, I can't shut up. Look at him in the back. He raised kids all of his life. I tell my wife, I'm going to end up laying in the back like that if I ain't careful. That's daddies. We ain't built to raise babies. You hear me? But we are saved by hope, right? Everybody believe? That's what the Bible says. I'm not here to defend it. I'm just here to read it. And I asked him Sunday morning in Sunday school this question. You get saved. You live your life. You feel like, you say, well, I feel like I'm saved. Don't you ever go on your feelings that you're saved. Your feelings will lie to you. You say, well, I feel like I'm saved. Your feelings don't matter. You're going to have highs. You're going to have lows. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. How do I know I'm saved? I'm saved because I've done what that Bible told me to do, to repent, call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He shall forgive me of my sins and follow him all the days of my life. I've done what the Bible says. I repented, and the blood of Jesus Christ has saved my soul. When I don't have no power, I'm still saved. When I don't have no proof in my life, I am still saved. And you say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? I want you to know when Peter come, he was a mess up, and he had messed up, but he didn't present Peter. He presented Jesus Christ. And I ask people this all the time. Okay? You're saved, born again. You're born again, saved, and you mess up, and you slip up, and you do something. Well, I need to be saved again. I want to ask you this question. You get saved again. You get born again again. Say that's possible, but it's not. Hello? Hello? So, preacher, I don't believe that way. Well, I do, and I may not need to be the pastor of this church. Listen to me, the blood, I am saved on the hope that Jesus Christ rose again on that third day, brother. That he buried my sins in the depths of hell. He buried it. And he arose again. He arose again, redeemed for me. Okay? Poor boy, this gets on me. But say you did get saved again. And in 6 months, what you thought made you lost, you did it again. Are you going to get saved again? Somebody talk to me. No. Because your salvation ain't on you. Your salvation is on him. You couldn't do nothing to buy it. You couldn't do nothing to earn it. All you know what salvation is I receive it. I receive it. When Peter came to this man laying there 8 years lame, he didn't come and say, listen to me, get up and be baptized. That's going to mess up a lot of doctrines. Get up from here and take the Lord's Supper. That's going to mess up a lot of doctrines. Get up here and obey the Ten Commandments. That's going to mess up a lot of doctrines. You know what Peter said? Jesus Christ will make you whole. He said, even though you ain't got power, he does. Even though you ain't got proof, he does. Look at Romans 8:24. Here's what he says. And I asked him that in Sunday school. 6 months later, what are you going to do when you slip up again? What are you going to do? Look at this tonight in Romans 8:24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. What you can see is not hope. You got to have that hope. You've never seen Jesus. I've never seen Jesus. I felt the Holy Ghost. I know what it is when the Holy Ghost comes inside. But listen to me tonight. I've never seen Jesus. But my hope is in Jesus Christ. He says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? If you can see it, why do you hope for it? Friends, tonight, I'm coming here to tell you tonight, number one, when you have no power, have hope. When you have no proof, have hope. I want to give you this tonight in the text. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts 9. Let's go back. Acts chapter number 9 and verse 34. And Peter said unto him, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Whew. Listen to me. Arise. This man had no proof that he could stand. But he obeyed the command. This man's been there 8 years. He's got no proof that he can stand. But he obeyed the command. Let me give you this. This man's been laying there for 8 years. He had no proof that he can make his bed. But he obeyed the command. This man, listen to this. This man had no proof he could be healed. But he obeyed the command. He said he'd rather, in the Bible says he'd rather have obedience than sacrifice. He wants you to obey him and what he commands you to do. Tonight, when you don't have no power and you don't have no proof, you have hope in what God has called you to do. I'm talking to somebody tonight. God's done told you to get up. It's time for you to get up and do this, do that, do this, do that. And you say, I don't know if I can. One simple thing this man do, he said, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Not what you do, but what he did on the cross of Calvary. No, true, it's not what I've done, it's what he did in my life. He said, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and get this, and I love this, my wife's going to know right where I'm going with this, and make up your bed. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm healed, I'm going to get up, but I ain't making my bed. You know what, tonight, somebody's watching you do the little things. They're watching you do the little bitty things. They're looking for the little bitty things, and as Christians, we're trying to do these old big things and make everybody think we're so spiritual and oh, so high, big, oh, little. No, it's the little bitty things. When I went to drug rehab, there's something I never did. When I got out of the bed before I went there, listen to me, when I got up, my mentality was this. When I got home, I'm going to undo the bed and get back in it anyway. Just leave it messed up. Y'all ain't understanding this tonight. He says, arise, make up your bed. Make your mess up that you made. The mess that you made, you go back and you make it right. You make it up. You got this mess. You arise. You made whole. You arise. Clean up around you. Clean up some things. When I went to drug rehab, I called Brandy about 3 days in. She said, how's it going? I said, they're driving me crazy. She said, why? I said, because my bed ain't made correctly. So your bed ain't made correct. I said, every time they come through, my shoes ain't where they need to be, and the covers ain't made like they need to be, and they're driving me crazy, and this ain't making a bit of sense, and it ain't going to do a bit of good. I'm not going to get nothing out of this. It's not going to help me. It's not going to benefit me, and I don't know why they want me to make that bed a certain way. But you know what? That's been 15 years ago, and when I climb out of that bed every morning, you know what we do? Unless she's done gone, we make that bed. We make that bed as soon as I get out of it. Why? Because I want to know that that bed's made. It's made the way that I've been taught. It's made the way that it needs to be. You say, well, it's just too little. It's a little thing. It ain't that big. If I start my day off in a mess, I'm going to end up in a mess. If I start my day off on the right track, I want you to know, even though the power may not be on me that day, even though I may not have no proof God's going to move on me that day, if I start off with the little things, arise, get up, make up my bed, and get out and do what God's called me to do, he's going to bless that in my life. When I think everything is hopeless and there's no use, there's hope in it somewhere. Let me show you this in the text. He said, arise and make thy bed. He said, I want you to get at what you need to be doing. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew 7:24. Hope when you have no power and hope when you have no proof. Man, when you have no proof that it's even going to work. You tell somebody about Jesus Christ and they say, how do I know it's going to work? Man, it just works if you work it. I can't understand it. Look with me, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew 7:24. If you're there, say amen. Amen. This is Jesus. Therefore, whosoever, that one that don't have no power, that one that has no proof that it's going to work, huh? I look around this room tonight, some of your old boys ain't supposed to be here. Your pastor ain't supposed to be here. Can I get a witness? You never see me in, no. Brother Roy, I can use him. Can I use you? Can I use you? Go ahead. Boy, I like it when they say go ahead. Me and my wife over here on the power lines riding side by side, having a good time, living it up. Been years ago. My phone rung. I didn't know who it was. Hadn't seen him in years. He left me a voicemail. I picked back up, called him, said, what's up, man? He said, man, I got a gun. I want to kill myself. I'm done with this. I want to end it right now. I said, can you meet and talk with me? I said, yeah, I will. I said, but you ain't one of the keys, huh? You don't know me. I said, man, you're just under conviction. Meet me at the church. Let's just meet at the church and talk about Jesus. Let's just meet. He walked in the old church in here, and Brother Roy walked in. Brother Roy, is that not the truth? Walked in the church, walked in. I said, brother, you're just under the Holy Ghost conviction. You need to give your life to Jesus. I seen a man that night get down, had no proof in his life that when he walked back out, he wouldn't have that same thought. Had no proof, had no power over his life at that moment. He was wanting to take it, and it wasn't his to be taken. And he got up from that altar, and he's never been the same. Now he drives a bus full of kids to church. That night when he got saved, I had no proof to tell him it was going to work in his life like it worked in my life. I know it just worked. All I know is that he was at a point in his life he needed Jesus Christ, and Jesus made him whole. He arose, he got up, he made his bed. There's some things you had to get right when you left here, people you had to go talk to, things you had to get right, and he got his life right where the Lord have him to be. Drives a bus ministry now at the church. God's using him in a mighty way. He says, there's proof he'll do it for me. Well, there's a few in here got proof. Amen. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and doeth them. See, there it is. And doeth them. That lame man, when he told him to get up, he did the command that was laid out before him. And doeth them. I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We had storms last Friday. I called my wife, and I told her, I said, there's trees down on 16 up through there. She said, were they dead ones? I said, oh, no, they're alive. There was live trees. Brother Matt, you cut up some trees. Very few dead ones. Very few dead ones, probably. Most of them was alive. And if you looked at that tree, you thought, man, that tree is strong. That tree's doing well. Man, that tree's going to be here for 100 more years. Man, that tree, it's got all the power. Look how big around the base is and how that tree's grown, Brother Eric. And you would be amazed at that tree. And you say, there ain't no way nothing could blow that tree over. That tree's got it made. And then when the wind starts blowing, the rain stops, that tree that you thought had it all together was built on sinking sand. As I come through, them old big trees that thought they had it all together were laying on the ground. It blowed my mind. And there's some little old oak tree sticking out there, ain't no bigger than your thumb. It endured it all. I don't know about you. I'm not looking to get real big in Jesus. I'm just looking to be in Jesus. Amen. I ain't looking to get big. I just want to be right where he'd have me to be. Number one tonight, when you have no power, keep hope. When you have no proof it'll even work, keep hope. And when you don't even have a purpose and you say, I don't even know why I'm here, keep hope. Have you ever been there? I don't even know why I go to church. I don't even know why I follow Jesus. Man, I don't know. I have no purpose. He saved me and all he's done is set me. He ain't done nothing for me. All he's done is set me. I have no purpose. Dr. Tony Evans told a story about this man and his little boy was on the beach and they was walking down, a lot of starfish got washed up to land and the water got back and they couldn't get to them. They start throwing them back and there was hundreds of them. They start throwing them back, start throwing them back, start throwing them back, start throwing them back. The little boy looked up and told his daddy, he said, Daddy, he said, this is hopeless. It ain't going to be worth it. We can't save them all. There's some going to die. He said, yeah, but it's worth it all for the ones that we do throw back. For the ones we do save, it's worth it all. He said, "Preacher, I can't win them all." No, you can't. But the ones you can reach, it's worth it all. "Brother Roy, what if I told you now, I'll just go ahead and do what you got to do?" Man, how sorry a person that'd be. Who do you know in your life as Peter walked by and seen him? The man had no power, had no proof. Laying there for 8 years, he done lost all purpose. All hope was gone. God can't use me. People can't, man, I'm a nobody, I'm no good. Let me show you this purpose that he had in his life. I love this tonight. Look in verse 35 of the text. Acts 9 tonight. Acts 9, verse 35. I love this in the text. "And all that dwelt at Lydia and Saron saw him." Jesus had a purpose for him. His hope in doing what God called him to do, it helped others. Tonight, when it's the small things, like he said, "Arise and make up thy bed." When it's the small things, you say, what good is that? It's going to help somebody. It's going to help somebody. When you're at the restaurant eating and your waitress don't get it right and you blow up on her, you didn't help, you hurt. She's not your slave. She's not your servant. She's just your waiter. That's where that Christian comes in. Hope when you have no purpose. Jesus had a purpose for him. His hope, he helped others. Look at this in the text. "Arise, make thy bed." In 35, they saw him. They saw him. They didn't see him laying there, but they seen him when he got up. They saw him and turned to the Lord. Jesus had a purpose for him. His hope, it helped others. They turned to the Lord. You're not the only one with problems. You're not the only one with pain. Listen to me tonight. He said, "Preacher, you're not the only one. You're not the only one tonight with problems. It comes to every home. Some hide it better. Some lie about it better. But we all got problems. You're not the only one with pain tonight." And I wrote this down. And this don't go with it, but I wrote it down. You're not the only one with panic attacks. That's for somebody tonight, by the way, out of everything. But you're not the only one that gets them. All hope's gone. Your heart's beating out of your chest. You don't know what to do. You're scratched. You've done everything. You've exhausted everything. You're about to have a panic. You're about to go crazy. Am I talking to anybody tonight? You're about to go crazy. You say, "I'm about to lose all hope." If you're saved tonight, you've got hope inside of you. Listen to me. This world wants to steal your hope. All the hope that you got, it's coming at us wide open from every angle. You're not the only one with problems. You're not the only one with pain. You're not the only one with panic attacks. And you're not the only one that lives under pressure. Keep hope when all is hopeless, because somebody is watching you. I'll share this in closing. The story was told about a man. He had a dream. And he said, "This cross that I'm toting is just too heavy to bear. The cross that I'm toting, the Christian life that I'm toting, man, I feel like I'm useless and I have no power. The cross is just too heavy. There's no proof in my life. If you look at me, I'm always a basket case. There's no proof in me that I'm even saved. But I know I am. And I have no purpose." And the man had his cross, and in his dream, he stood before the Lord. And he said, "Jesus, is there any way that you could lighten my load a little bit? Is there any way you could take the pressure of this cross? Is there any way?" And the Lord said, "Yeah, I'll let you choose another one." And said he opened the door up to a room full of crosses, and he looked in there, and they were some humongous crosses. There's some of you here got different crosses to bear. Miss Wanda losing Mr. Larry, that's a cross you're having to bear. Brother Lee, you, your sister, that's a cross. I mean, I go over this room with people I pray. Brother Boyd, that's a cross you're having to bear. Brother Bill and Sister Angie, crosses you have to bear. Instead, as he looked around that room, he seen humongous crosses everywhere. And he said, "Man." But over in the corner was one little old bitty cross. One little old bitty cross. And he told the Lord, he said, "I'll take that one." And he said, "That's the one you brought in." That's the one you brought in. That's the one that you said you couldn't handle, that little bit in. I'm talking, listen to me. That little bitty is the one that you think you can't handle is the one that you want to trade in. And now you've got in with other people. When Peter walked up and he seen a man laying there lame, listen, old Peter didn't judge what kind of cross he was toting. He didn't say, oh, pitiful me. He said, Jesus Christ will make you whole. When you're weak, he'll make you strong. When you need proof in your life, he'll put hope right where it needs to be. And when you think you have no purpose, Brother Roy, some little old kid on that bus will come up and pull on them pants. I'm world's worst to talk to people like Brother Eric up here, trying to talk to these taller folks. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about? And then somebody like MK will walk up, little big girl, pull me on my shirt, and I look down, and she'll have me a little picture drawn. Little Charlie had me a little picture drawn. I don't need much proof. If I can get on a kid's level, I don't really care about y'all's level. Huh? If I can get on a kid's level and they know I love them, you'll get it one day. I'll get it one day of all hope. But compared to some of the crosses y'all bear, and I don't know what you bear, my cross may not be that big. Your cross may be as big as this church. We all carry different loads. And when you think it's all hope, when you think it's hopeless, remember, we're saved by hope. That hope in Jesus Christ. What he performed in you, what he has given you, what he has saved you from, the salvation is in your life, he is going to perform it, and he's going to bring it to pass against that day. He is going to do it. Philippians, book of Philippians, Paul said he's going to keep it, he's going to take care of it. Tonight, if you say, preacher, I don't got no power, don't feel saved. Don't go on your feelings, go on what the Bible says. Preacher, tonight, man, I'm telling you, I got no proof that anything's working in my life. Usually it's fixing to break through if you'll just keep hanging on. Just keep hanging on, it's going to break through. And if you say, I ain't got no purpose, you got a lot of purpose. I can tell you when you're here and I can tell you when you ain't here if you're somewhat a regular. Wednesday night, folks, I can tell you, son. I can pick you out. Haircut like that, you can't help but miss it.
I'll show you one day.
I love you, buddy. See, that's the kind of relationship. I'd miss that if I wasn't here. I'd miss that. He gives me hope. Come in here and see Brother Austin in here with his family. Brother Dylan with his family. Gives me hope. Brother Austin gives me hope. Brother Lee, the battle he's been fighting, gives me hope. When Brother Lee calls me and says, preacher, how you been doing? I can't even compare to him. No matter what I got going on, I don't bring it up. Because I know his cross at this point is heavier than mine. Right? So tonight, when you're out of hope, remember it ain't hopeless. And your cross may not be as big as you think it is. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I ask you to bless this. Lord, I thank you so much that when I'm weak, you got all the power. Father, I thank you when I can't see it, I just have hope in you and you prove it every single time. Lord, when I think that the reason I'm here has no purpose, Lord, you always give us what we need. Bless this church tonight. Watch over every person that's in here tonight. Lord, when they get up in the morning, I pray, not their physical bed, but I pray that they've made up their spiritual bed. Not their physical, but their spiritual. When we walk out in the morning, we'll let the whole world know that we have hope, and our hope lies in you. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said. Amen. Let me give you this. Had no proof what he was going to do at this place, right?